And our great man, Robbie Slater, brought to us by Wideline Windows and Doors. It's all about this international coming up for the Socceroos up against South Korea. And South Korea, an extremely competitive side. They are the favourites at tab.com.au. Good morning, Robbie.
Morning, boys.
Yeah,
how do you see this? How's the Origin hangover?
We were disappointed with the result, Rob. It was a good game, though. What did you make of it, buddy?
Oh, it was a great game to watch, but I just thought that it showed once again that Queensland up there, wow.
Yeah.
They just grow another few inches, don't they? And, you know, you've got rid of Smith, Slater, Cronk, and now all of a sudden you got, who is it? Munster, Ponga, and Cherry Evans. They're all very young, but I thought, Laurie, to be honest, you've been coached. I thought it was very silly, the front page of the Daily Telegraph, day of the game, we're going to destroy them. And I thought there was a bit too much talk from New South Wales, and it's always better to talk afterwards.
Yeah, you're right there, Rob. I think we wanted to go in as underdogs, but it wasn't that wasn't the case. And Queensland up here just feed off all that emotion that New South Wales talk about. But they were too good in the end. They were too good. We had our opportunities. We just didn't take them. But talking about taking their opportunities, the Australians.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be a tough game for them against South Korea.
Yeah, it's a tough game, and it's a good chance for players who are on the, you know, on the periphery of the squad to show what they can do. And also some players, older players who've got more experience to you know, show Graham Arnold that they're going to be a part of this World Cup qualifying squad, which will, the World Cup qualifying will start in September. So, look, yeah, they'll go in massive underdog South Korea at home. Of course, the Korean competition, the K-League's, you know, playing. They've also called in Son Heung-min, who played for Tottenham, was probably their best player in the Champions League final against Liverpool. So soccer is up against it, but, you know, that's the type of game you look forward to playing. I mean, of course, it is holiday time for all the players, so there's been a bit of a break from the end of their seasons to this game, so that'll make it difficult, but still, it's a game for your country.
Yeah. Who's some of the players we should look out for, Rob, and some players that can force their way into that, you know, that soccer, the Socceroos side?
You know, a couple of Sydney players in there, particularly Brandon O'Neill, the players like Taggart coming back in, but really the mix across the squad, you know, shows you that it, you know, it's not, you know, I've said for quite some time, our first 11 and our squad that you would pick for a major competition is thin. So yeah. Now you're getting even thinner. So, there's a lot of players in there. You've got Mitchell Duke, who's newly come back to the Western Sydney Wanderers, coming in there to show Graham Arnold what they can do. So, it'll be interesting. Very difficult to pick what lineup he's going to go with, such is the inexperience of the squad. But, you know, it looks like there'll be some, you know, maybe four or five debuts for the Socceroos, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And on the flip side of that, the women's game, mate, the Matildas get their World Cup campaign underway on Sunday. We look forward to it against Italy. We're about seventh favourites for the World Cup. The United States are $4.50 at tab.com.au. The Matildas are a $15 chance, but we are expected to breeze past Italy. Well, is that the way it's going to happen?
Yeah, well, it better happen that way if they're going to hope to progress. The first game of a tournament, you know, when you've got three matches in the group stage, is very, very important. Italy are ranked 15 in the world. We should beat them and should beat them well. The Matildas, of course, have drifted a bit because of that loss in Eindhoven to a record crowd for a women's international. They lost 3-0.
At 30,000 people.
Dutch super striker Vivian Medema, who will be right in there for the Golden Boot, as we hope will be Sam Kerr, and I expect them to get off with a win. But USA are the favourites, they're the current holders, but, you know, beware of the host country. France are a very, very good side, got some really good players up front, Le Sommer and Delphine Cascarino, and of course Japan, who were runners-up 4 years ago and winners 8 years ago, so they're always a very, very good side. So, but for Australia, it'll be about winning their group matches. They've got Italy, then Brazil, of course, who they've played many, many times in the past, and they'll reunite that that rivalry with Mata, who's one of the best players in the world, getting a bit older now, and then they'll finish off their group games against Jamaica, and hopefully they'll finish top of the group.
Yeah, and I suppose, Rob, Sam Kerr, you know, she's the most high-profile player in this Matilda squad. We need her to be at our best if we're to make it through to the semis and the final.
Well, definitely. We want to, as I said, in there for, you know, for the golden boots. You've got Alex Morgan, Rapalina from the US, the double strike force there. It will be very, very good. But, you know, for the Matildas, you know, Sam Kerr has been the superstar for quite some time now. She hasn't scored in the World Cup. This is her third World Cup. Of course, the first one, she was only 16. But she's in her prime now, and, you know, hopefully for the Matildas, aided by the likes of Caitlin Ford, a lot of experience. At the back, you know, they started with Polkinghorne and Yallop against the Dutch, but he might change that. But you're looking at Ellie Carpenter, Emily Van Egmond in the middle of the park to really, you know, drive the Matildas forward against Italy and throughout the tournament.
Robbie, enjoy your long weekend, buddy, and go the Matildas. That's 9 o'clock on Sunday night. 9 o'clock on Sunday night, the Matildas start their campaign against Italy. They are expected to win. Italy, $5 outsiders. The Matildas at $1.58.